Those of you who have your Bibles, I want to lift up a very familiar passage of Scripture as contained in the 23rd Psalm. Just want to lift up verse number 4. It says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen. Making it through your valley experience. Making it through your valley experience. Church, there are some life lessons that we need to equip ourselves with in order to be prepared when life comes at us with challenges, unforeseen twists, and turns that can knock the wind out of yourselves. One life lesson that would benefit us can be taken from our armed forces. In the armed forces, survival tactics are one of the first things that you are taught when you enlist. They spend many hours teaching men and women how to survive. And the interesting aspect of this survival teaching is that much of the training is done during times of peace to prepare the enlistees for times of war and conflict. Their emphasis is placed on training people how to survive in unpleasant circumstances and situations. Yet the same teaching is very applicable to us as children of God. When we enlist in the army of the Lord by giving our lives to Christ and accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we must be prepared for the attack of the enemy. Being a child of God does not exempt you from challenges or conflict. That's why Paul lets us know that we must put on the whole armor of God, so that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is Paul's way of admonishing us to equip ourselves spiritually in order to survive the spiritual fight that often plays itself out during daily situations. Paul informs us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. So this truth makes it vitally important that we know how to survive when the high places of wickedness come down to where you live. We need to know how to make it when life all of a sudden takes a turn. Which leads me to ask the question, how do you survive in the midst of strife? How do you survive, church, when life takes a nosedive? How do you survive when friction exists and factions tear things apart, or when your peace is disturbed and your joy is hijacked? How do you make it when the doctor gives you a bad report? When your job hands you a pink slip? when your child is in trouble and relief is nowhere in sight? How do you survive when you find yourself in the valley? I know there's no problem when you're on the mountaintop, but what about the valley? You see, we as believers of Jesus Christ would be much better off if we prepared in peacetime for times of conflict. So many of God's children are ill prepared for the valley. They aren't prepared for life when it turns upside down. They fail to realize that when the sun is shining in life, that's the time you need to prepare for the midnight hour. They fail to realize that when you are experiencing feast in your life, that's the time you gotta prepare for the famine. Fail to realize that when all is well, that's the time you gotta prepare yourself for times of trials and tribulation. Amen. This is why we gotta be equipped before it happens. Be prepared before it comes. Which means for us as believers, we can't wait for the storm to start praying. We can't wait for bad news to come to start reading God's word. We can't wait until hard time hits us to get close with God. We've got to do it before it happens. How many of you know you can't wait until you get in the valley, the train for the valley? You got to train before the valley comes. And my brothers and sisters, it's not a matter of if the valley's gonna come, but it's a matter of when the valley's gonna come. How many of you know that none of us are exempt from valley times? This is perhaps what helps us help to make up this prayer, Psalm 23. Penned by David, due to his valley experiences. You see, David, the young shepherd boy, who was overlooked by his father Jesse, but was handpicked by God, chosen to be king over Israel. He was not his father's first choice, but he was God's choice. And how many of you know that when others overlook you and don't see much in you, or don't feel like you are equipped or qualified for the position, but how many of you know when God is on your side, it doesn't matter if you don't fit the position, but God will make the position fit you. Because who God calls, he also qualifies. For we know that if God is for you, he's more than the whole world against you. So David was picked by God. We know that David had many mountaintop experiences. He beat the odds again and again. You remember confronted by the giant Goliath, stones in a slingshot. He defeated the giant. He won many victories, many battles in the name of the Lord. But then something happened. David, who was king, very successful in reigning and prospering, gifted in music and songwriting. But David would have me tell you that no matter how many mountaintop experiences you go through, there will be a time when you got to come face to face with the valley. David had some dark days. He had some valley experiences. He had to bury two of his children. His daughter was sexually assaulted by her half-brother. His own shortcomings led him to commit murder. His army turned against him. His wife lost confidence in him. And church, there is no valley like trouble in your family. Can I get a witness? David had family trouble, many valley experiences. And if you're not prepared to face the valley, then you will not fare well when valley time comes. Because when you're in the valley, sleep don't come easy. Find yourself tossing and turning. Food on the table, but no appetite to eat it. When you're in the valley, the day can be clear, but life will look unclear. When you can't see your way, when you're in the valley, you begin to doubt yourself. And there will be times, even in the valley, when you will doubt your faith in God. Well, I stopped by to tell you today that you can make it through your valley experiences. David, in this fourth verse, Psalm 23, gives us some insight how we can survive our valley experiences. Three things David teaches us. The first one is you got to acknowledge your place in the valley. Church, we cannot ignore it or try to hide the fact that we are where we are. We gotta profess when we're in a mess. Don't ignore the fact that you need help for the trouble or the trial you're facing. David was willing to acknowledge and confess where he was at this time in his life. David was not ashamed to admit he was in the valley. He was king, had plenty of money, plenty of resources. But there are some things that titles and status can exempt you from. And when the valley comes, acknowledge it, because the valley is not a place to be prideful or private. Lord, have mercy. The valley is not a place to be prideful or private. You see, the reason so many of God's children are on edge and losing sleep and feel like they're losing their mind is not necessarily from the valley itself, but it's because they're trying to hide the fact that they're in the valley. They don't want nobody to know that they're going through a storm in life. You worrying about what other people will think or say. But how many of you know other folk are not looking at you? They're trying to make it through their own valley experience. But how many of you know that your personal prescription can only be written after we pronounce our valley proclivities? In other words, if you don't acknowledge it, it won't go away. If you don't face it, God won't fix it. If you don't holler, nobody's going to help you. For in this life, there's some things you got to trust God to work it out. You got to have faith and say, I don't know how, God's gonna do it. I don't know when God's gonna fix it, but I do know in God's own time, God will make a way somehow. Is there anybody in here who knows God will show up on time? But you gotta acknowledge you're in the valley. The second thing David teaches us is that you must be proactive in the valley. You see, when you're confronted with the valley, you gotta be proactive. Instead of waiting in the valley, instead of throwing a pity party in the valley, instead of sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time, you gotta get busy. Or as the young people say, you gotta bust a move. You gotta start walking. David says, yea, though I walk. Church, walking is symbolic of life and living. So when the valley comes, don't put your life on hold. Don't stop living, but instead you gotta have a positive perspective of your predicament for your potential outcome. You see, David informs us that instead of being a prisoner to his predicament, he pronounces a positive potential outcome by saying, even though I'm in the valley, I'm not going to stay in the valley. But I'm coming out because I'm gonna walk through the valley. The valley for David was only temporary. He had a positive outlook based upon his faith in God. You see, you can be proactive in the valley when you got faith in God. David understood that valley experiences are not a one-time thing. David knew that when he was in the valley before, it was God who brought him out. That's why he could declare in Psalm 124, if it had not been, Lord have mercy, for the Lord who was on my side. Is there anybody in here got a if it had not been testimony? You see, David remembered when he had to fight Goliath. David remembered when God delivered him from bears and lions. David remembered when God delivered him from Saul and all manner of danger. And he knew if God brought him out of this, good God Almighty, God's gonna bring him out of that. So don't you be disturbed when you're in it, because God can and God will do it again. Somebody say, do it again. That's why David could say, I'm walking through this thing, because I believe no matter how I got in it, but the good news is, and my faith tells me that, good God Almighty, I'm coming out. So in order to survive your valley experience, you got to believe and know that you are coming out. Song says it better than I'm going through. No matter what others do, I started walking with my Jesus, and I'm going through. Well, the final point that David teaches us from this passage is that you've got to tap into your resources in the valley. When you're in the valley, God has provided resources for you to get through your valley experience. David informs us that in his case, the greatest fear that we will face in the valley is the enemy of fear. David said he would fear no evil. But somebody else in here, you may be fearing something else. But whatever you're confronted with in the valley, don't be fearful. You don't have to be afraid because you are not alone. That's why David could say, "Thou art with me." Yes. And that's the good news, to know that God will not leave you in the valley, but God is with you. And that's why you don't have to worry, because when you thought those who were your friend and your family, those you thought would be with you, only to see them leave you alone when you're in the valley. But how many of you know God will never abandon you? But in addition to his presence, God will provide you with his resources. David says, when you're in the valley, you got a rod and a staff. This means that not only will God be with you, but God will protect you. And God will be a fence all around you every day. And then God will support you while you're in the valley. God will give you provision while you're going in the valley. And that's why you got to learn to lean on the Lord. And I wonder today if I got a witness. Is there anybody in here know how to lean on the Lord? Won't the Lord keep you? Won't the Lord make a way for you? Well, church, after you acknowledge your place in the valley, and after you become proactive in the valley, and after you tap in your resources in the valley, you ready to come out the valley? Tell your neighbor, come out. You see, the blessing of a valley experience is that no matter how you win in, but when you come out, good God Almighty, you're gonna come out better than you were before. You're gonna come out with a better praise. You're gonna come out with a stronger prayer life. You're gonna come out giving God the glory. That's why David can move from principle into praise. And David said, surely, surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. When you got faith in God, you don't have to worry. But when the enemy comes against you, you can cry out, surely the Lord will make a way. So when the Lord is your portion, and when the Lord is your refuge, the song says it better than I. I've had many tears and sorrows, and I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. My trials come only to make me stronger. And then you can start praising the Lord and say, I thank God for my mountains. And I thank the Lord for my valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I never
had a problem, I wouldn't know God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God could do. So through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Is there anybody here trusting in the Lord? Is there anybody here got a testimony? Won't the Lord bring you out? Won't the Lord lift you up? Won't the Lord make a way? You can make it. You can make it when you're in the valley. All you got to do is push out a praise. Praise is your weapon. And God will step in the nick of time.